Hour number two of overtime. Jake Miller, Josh Stackhouse, Davis Rangy, Lowe, and Drew. Full house. Right here in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios.
Overrated show.
Facts.
Really fun time in here, though.
Facts.
Did you just call us an overrated show when you're the producer of this
show?
No,
Full House.
Full House is very
overrated. The show Full House. We are a fun time.
Well, that show was already overrated, and then South Carolina football ruined it, just like they've ruined any chance they have of credibility when they're having to sell their tickets at Costco.
Anyone that uses Full House.
Quite frankly, it kind of sounds quite nice to buy a 64-pack of Kirkland Light with a side of SEC football tickets.
That sounds horrible.
Well, I don't
horrible.
Like my beer to taste like it's got a Sharpie dropped in it.
Dude, that sounds
hey,
like such
I'm all
a
about
depressing
a,
game.
I'm all about a good deal, so.
Imagine sitting in a house with somebody just downing 64 Keystone Lights. They got their tickets from Costco. That sounds like a horrible person.
That's pretty terrible.
It sounds like a terrible time, dude. I hate Keystone Light.
You don't know if you don't try.
There's nothing better than the $1.50 dog on the way out the door.
I'm that guy, though, that like goes to Costco and doesn't really buy anything but try out all the like the food samplers and just walk around till they tell me I can't do it anymore. It's a good way to get
so you're kind of like me. Like, you do it, like, if you know you're about to go on lunch.
Yep.
You don't know what you want, so you just go to Costco and you just start trying different things.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how I found out that I was allergic to uncooked apples.
What?
Like, fresh apple?
I didn't know people were allergic to those things, so.
Yeah, mine have to be cooked.
Interesting.
That's
what?
Bizarre.
I can't do any raw vegetables or fruit. It's all got to be cooked.
What happens that's in tough. The cooking process that makes you unallergic to it?
I don't know. I guess it just kills the toxins on the outside of it. I don't know.
That they spray what? On in farming.
Cooked what, Jake?
Cooked fruit and cooked vegetables. Stackhouse is back there. Oh, my goodness.
God.
That is the most disturbing sneeze I have ever heard in my life.
He almost broke the new chair.
If you would have broken that new chair.
Man, Bear.
You would have been given a tombstone pile driver.
Bear doesn't like the chair, apparently, so.
What? That man complained the entire time I did my internship here about that chair.
He says it's nice. He likes the chair. He doesn't like the gratitude that comes along with the chair.
Quite honestly, he sounds a little ungrateful. So
he doesn't like feeling grateful. That's the problem, apparently. That's like the only part I tuned into of the show this afternoon. It was the funniest part. I loved it.
So, yeah. So we go to pick up this chair today. Adam and I do. And we're sitting here, it's like, Bear's going to be so happy. We have finally got rid of this piece of crap stool that we have been sitting on for years and years and years. We make a Twitter account about it.
I hated that.
You don't like the picture of me just tipping the stool over?
It's so cute.
That's not a chair. That's a stool.
That's a stool.
It smells so bad.
Wood is exposed. There's no cloth left on it at this point.
Where did it go? That's my question.
What do you mean, where did it go?
Like, how did that chair get like that? Like, who has just been, like, ripping away at this chair?
Well, when you've got a combined 1,200 pounds of booty just sitting in that thing all day, something's going to happen at some point.
Booty!
Is he okay?
Oh, you're ridiculous. Why'd you say it?
Oh, Lord. So, Drew, Lowe, Davis, Josh, everyone remembers this one. Manti Te'o.
I just feel bad for him.
He carried that through the entire season thinking that it actually happened. But he had lied about having met this person to his parents. That way he didn't seem crazy, right?
Probably would have too.
So he lies to his parents saying that he's met this girl. He's obviously never met her. Now, they are making a documentary about this whole deal and how he finally gets a call. I think it was, what, like right before?
It was right before the national championship.
I thought it was like right before the Heisman Trophy presentation.
Yeah, he had to.
I thought it was before. Well,
because they busted him on that one, too. It's like, well, he knew, and then he didn't tell the truth during the Heisman presentation.
I mean, that's like the same
but
thing.
Didn't
it's
they
before
do,
national
like,
championship, too.
But they did a tribute, though, of – like his girlfriend, like dying, like on the scoreboard, in that Alabama Notre Dame game.
Oh, they did.
No, yeah. He found out about it before the Heisman thing, but he couldn't tell anybody about it.
Right.
They were keeping it hush because they were feeling nice for him, and then somebody leaked it. poor guy.
Man.
I feel so bad for him, dude.
It's a good episode on Dr. Phil, if you guys ever have the free time to
I'm
watch
sorry.
It. It's good. It's really good, actually.
He went on Dr. Phil?
Yeah.
The dude that acted as Linnea Kukua, like, went on Dr. Phil and, like, talked about it. It's pretty wild.
What?
Wow, I have to go watch that.
It's awesome.
I love Dr. Phil. No way. Yeah. How did I never know this? Thank you so much.
It's a top five Dr. Phil episode of all time,
notes.
No doubt.
Is Bad Baby one of those?
No. I have morals, so.
Oh my God. I forgot about that person.
So, bottom line, they find out that this was all a hoax. He got catfished. Like many, many people do out there.
Man, this one, though, this might be the greatest catfish of all time.
Well, they duped a Heisman Trophy candidate.
That's crazy.
You know, and the crazy thing about it is, like,
His
draft stock, like, actually dropped a lot because of that. Because he was going to be a first-round draft pick.
Mm-hmm.
And he fell, I think it was, what, the third or fourth round?
Yeah, he did not have a long career.
They
blamed
him for it, dude. Like,
but you know
so
why?
Dumb.
Because NFL coaches are like, you know what? If this guy gets fooled by some random fat guy in California portraying as some person, then clearly he's not going to be able to read that off.
The person is a transgender now.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Found that out in the trailer. I had no idea this person actually existed. I thought it was just a fake person.
No, it's like,
real.
There's an actual person that makes this, like, you know, had her voice, all this stuff. It was wild.
Terrible.
So, like,
I can't imagine.
Wasn't he told that she died, though? Like, he thought she had died.
Died on the same day as his grandmother.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
That's right.
And the thing is, like, the phone number that he knew popped up, like, the week before the Heisman Trophy presentation. He's like, wait a minute, I know this number. Where do I know this number from? He answers, and it's the person telling him, hey, listen, this is who I am. You thought I was this person, but I'm actually this person.
Man, imagine, like, how emotionally traumatized that had to be, though, to, like, have your grandmother die and then this, like...
And then it'd be publicized.
Then publicized, and then your girlfriend that you thought was real died, and then only for about 3 or 4 months later, it was fake news.
Well, and you gotta think, that might have actually been his inspiration throughout that entire season.
Yeah. Yeah.
Actually, I think it was, because that got played over and over. That's all we've heard about.
He was a Heisman candidate as a linebacker. That's so rare.
He was so good.
Yeah, he was unbelievable.
Let's get back to the phones. Martin is up next. Good afternoon, Martin.
How you doing, Jake?
Doing good, Martin.
Jake, I got news for you.
What you got?
Phil's worried about our basketball recruiting.
Yeah.
But do you think Kumwah would come back for 2 years on the COVID year?
He very well might. I mean, it all depends on if he's got an NIL deal in place. Or if he thinks he can make more money, you know, playing in, you know, maybe the G League or going overseas and playing. So, I mean, it all depends on his situation, and you never really know from player to player what's really going to happen in that situation, Martin.
I'd like to see it.
I'd love to see it.
I believe he could come back and help us, and help his status too.
Oh, for as much as we're struggling with basketball recruiting right now, we might need to keep him around.
I'd like to see it for us.
Oh, absolutely.
And, do you think Dixon will be able to help us by the second or third game?
I think once he gets a hold of things, and, you know, it took a lot of those guys last year under the new system, you know, what, 3-4 games to finally get a hold of what we're actually trying to do here. And then we saw it in the Missouri game against a real SEC opponent just explode. And then we found out what we've actually got. So look for him, maybe not before the Florida game, but I think maybe by the LSU or Alabama game, you're going to see what he's made of.
What type of chance do we have on that guard that you were talking about earlier in recruiting?
Davis, when is his visit?
I didn't see a date on it. It was just on a 24/7 article that I didn't have access to, but I saw he is taking a visit. I think it said the next month or so.
Yes. But I sure do hope Kumwah comes back for 2 years.
I hope so, Martin.
Jake?
Yes, sir.
That would make me very happy, son, if you'd done that.
That would make me very happy as well, Martin.
Thank you, Jake.
Thank you, Martin. Stellar appearance by Martin here on Overtime. Did not know that Kumwah could come back for 2 years.
I thought he was coming back anyway.
No, he is, but he's saying, like, if he used his COVID year.
I thought that...
I don't think he'll do that.
I thought that only – I didn't know if that actually applied. They gave COVID year for basketball players just since during technically when the pandemic started. Like, they're already at the end of basketball season.
Well, I think they still got 2021 back.
Oh.
Yeah. So they didn't get 2020 back, but they got 2021 back, which – no. How did that work? No.
Well, they canceled the SEC tournament, right? And that's
yes.
when all of that happened.
But they didn't get that year back. So, yeah, right. they do get 2021 back. Right. 2020, 2021.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I assumed he would come back for sure anyways, considering he was injured for the whole time. And then after that, I guess it just depends on how good of a season he has, right?
I think it'll have to be.
Yeah, I mean, I think he'll play probably one more season with us. And then it's one of those things like where, you know, if he gets a pretty good deal – like to go play in Europe,
yeah.
like Spain or Turkey or even Israel, like he'll yeah. have to jump on that.
No, you have to take it at that point. But yeah, back to the Manti Te'o thing. He did not have a long career in the NFL after that. Do you think that whole ordeal broke him as a player?
Oh, big time.
I'm pretty sure he's still in the NFL.
No, he's not.
He's not?
Mm-mm.
I swear.
I mean, but just think it from, like, poor even guy. A personal perspective that, like, you know, that you lost those two people that, you know, you love dearly. Then you come to find out that, like, this everything that you've, like, fought for, that you've thought of and everything, it's a lie.
Everything that's motivated you is a lie.
Exactly. I think that would psychologically kill anyone. And I'm more than certain that's exactly what happened with him. I mean, he still played a few years in the NFL, which is great, but with the hype that was around him his entire time at Notre Dame, I mean, I think it was a career killer. I really do.
I hate to be the opposite, and I don't want this to sound bad, but we've been talking about how gullible all these people have been this whole entire night. And, I mean, that's just, you've got to do a little bit more digging than that.
I mean
if you're going to fall in love with someone that you've never met, like, God, yeah. I mean, that's just... I mean, it may just be me, but that is insane. I just can't imagine doing that.
See, I can't do that.
Yeah.
There's no way that I could ever, like, see myself getting in a long-term relationship with somebody that I have never met.
Mm-hmm.
No way.
And are we not going to state out the obvious that Manti Te'o was a Heisman candidate on one of the nation's best teams? Like, he'd get any girl he wants to on that campus.
He may have, and we don't know it. And he just chose, like, the sob story.
I think he just, I mean, maybe, mm-hmm. but I think he just has zero self-awareness. He was gullible. And quite honestly, this is why NFL scouts downgraded his stock.
Oh my God.
I mean, it sounds awful, but it's true though. I mean, the reason
no
why
IQ.
Was zero IQ.
I knew that when I brought that up, I'd get Drew going.
Some would argue even Forrest Gump IQ. That's just rumors though.
Mm-mm-mm.
But,
mm-mm-mm.
You know, he played 4 years in the NFL. Good for him, I guess.
Another fun fact. Yeah, he was a Mormon attending a Catholic school.
What?
So
I found that out later
on. Is that allowed?
Again, another guy had zero self-awareness. So he should have went to BYU. Probably all this
yeah.
could have been avoided.
BYU legend.
Exactly. He would have, you know, succumbed Ty Detmer. I mean, he would have been the face of BYU football. But instead, he's just... the guy forever known as the dude that just fell in love with a fat guy from California. So.
Well,
let's go back to the phones. Westchester is up next. Good evening, Westchester.
Let's go back to the fat guy from West Tennessee. How we doing?
What's up, buddy?
I don't know how much I believe this, but that's never stopped me from talking before. So is it possible that Fonte knew about it at some point and he had the option of going with it so he didn't look like... did he just not want to admit it publicly, or do you think he really never knew?
If he is as gullible as Drew is saying that he is, he might not have known. Like, he might not have had enough self-awareness to know, hey, this person might not actually exist.
Or he might have just had a really bad advice and they said, just write it out and
you'll come out looking
like the bigger person you fall for it.
Well, Westchester, he looks like the Bill Dotrieve of Notre Dame football that can't get a woman, and he's falling for every woman that he could ever get.
Oh my God, he is Bill Dotrieve, dude. Holy moly. Holy moly, he is.
I was married to a woman once. She wore dresses.
That
pretty
episode.
Pretty dresses.
That episode where he babysits Bobby.
Oh, my God. I love when he, like, stays Santa Claus for a whole year.
I was trying to remember what I wanted to say. What were y'all talking about at the beginning? Oh, the South Carolina. Okay, first of all, they're not season tickets, so let's give them a little bit of credit. They're
no,
they're mini game passes, and you know I don't want to say anything bad about the Lady Vols, but let's not forget they were selling $5 GA tickets at the gas station.
Oh yeah, which I mean that was a thing. It's like not many people took interest in the Lady Vols, but that got them to the game at least. Like okay, it's $5. It's a general admission ticket. We'll go see what it's about, and then the fan base just explodes for the Lady Vols.
So is that? With that Carolina thing, is that $90 a ticket, or is that for all of them?
No, that's for two sets, or it's for a set, a pair, and you get a food voucher for it. I think it's like all you can eat food voucher.
Well, that's where I'm getting at. But is that eight tickets, or is that for $90, or is it?
I think it's eight tickets for $90.
So you can go park.
Yeah.
Take your buddy, eat. Get the back of the line, order food again, and just keep doing this till you're stupid, and then go get back in the car and not even watch the game.
That's exactly.
Actually, Westchester, you might have just cracked the code. I think you're about to sell out all the Costcos for their South Carolina tickets.
That's the reason that Six Flags doesn't do the unlimited food anymore. People are coming in and just eating and leaving.
They were just going there on lunch, like an endless lunch break.
Yeah, and it was causing such a delay for the rest of the actual patrons that were in the park that they quit doing it.
I'm convinced, Westchester, there's a certain buffet out in West Knoxville that's a Japanese/Chinese buffet. Uh-huh. I'm convinced that I could put them out of business if I really wanted to.
Okay.
Because I could eat them out of house and home.
It is for one game.
And after you're
it's
through.
It's a choice of five games.
Wait, so it's only for one game? It's
you
a choice of five games?
One game. You get two tickets for one of five games, and it's the GSU game, the CLT, SCSU,
Charlotte,
Texas A&M, Missouri, or Tennessee.
We're in that list? Are you kidding me?
That's insane.
It's there.
But that says six games.
Honestly, I might buy that
yeah.
for the Tennessee game. That's actually a fantastic deal.
Hey.
Yeah.
Let's roll.
I love that.
And it's only in the sections at the very, very tippity top of the away team section.
Oh, let's take over.
So we'd be on the side of Tennessee, yeah. but you're at the 300 numbers.
So you have to pay $90 for food, for parking, and to watch the one, the only,
Shane Beamer!
Huh.
I mean,
somebody requested
what's to lose?
That, so.
What's I'm just ignoring that. What's the downside of this? I mean, it's not a bad idea because you know some of those games they're not going to sell out anyway. So at least if they can get something. And what's funny when I was reading that concession voucher and I didn't get into the fine print like you guys are now. I don't think it includes beverages. I think it's just food. So you still got to buy your $6 Coke to wash all this down. I think.
Or your $15
beers.
Yeah.
Westchester, you and I could go through some $15 beers.
No, you'd be surprised. I really can't. I get a mental block when it comes to $15 beer. I'll get one or two, but that's about it. Usually, got enough of a pregame to make it through.
I'll spend my entire paycheck on $15 beers in England any day of the week, twice on Sunday.
Dude. God, yeah. Oh, yeah. Heartbeat.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's what I was going to ask. So what's more disgraceful, those 18 kids being shoved in a hotel room or... Or Nate Hodges allowing that piece of crap stinky chair that he only left sitting around that office for so long because he never had to sit in it. Dude, when I saw that picture today, I was like, that's a disgrace. Like, it's funny. Ha ha. But seriously, guys? Y'all, someone was sitting in that piece of crap for the last few years?
Well, the worst.
You haven't smelled it. That's
my worst experience with that chair is because one day it did. It smelled awful. And I sprayed it down with, like, some sort of disinfectant. I did not realize that it was just going to sit there and collect all of the juices that have been in that chair for years and years and years. Stop. And I sit down in it. And it was the worst feeling I'd ever had in my life. I kicked it to the side and I had to stand up the entire show for 3 hours.
I wish you didn't share that.
I'd have to throw my clothes away after that.
I did.
That's kind of like, you know those I'm too fat to walk carts at the grocery store?
Yes.
I refuse to sit on those without some cardboard between my butt and seat.
I know.
Those things are so gross. You know, Big Bang Theory Sheldon has his bus pants. I'm not opposed to a bus seat, but yeah, those things, that's where I draw the line. I don't like sitting in something like that. It's just gross.
That's why I don't use public restrooms.
Guys, when we gonna beat Florida?
This year.
Save the date.
How long we been saying that?
Well, how long we've been hiring terrible coaches? That's not all our fault. We just really, really, really thought and believed.
When's the last time we didn't think we had a? When's the last time we realized we had a terrible coach in year two?
When Pruitt was hired. Actually, for me, it was when Pruitt was hired. But nobody else around here probably Pruitt.
You think we knew in year two how bad Skolcan was? I don't think we did.
We did at the start of the year.
We lost to Georgia State and BYU.
Yeah, I'm trying to forget that BYU game. That's a sore spot for Westchester.
Dooley. We knew by year two Dooley was pretty terrible as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, the thing about Botch was we hired the one coach that fully beat. That was a big mystery to me. I mean, didn't fully beat Botch while he was at Cincinnati?
Oh yeah, the best tweet I ever saw in my life was the day that we were going to hire Butch Jones. I think it might have been Newmarket Mahler, one of the goats of the original Vol Twitter.
Terrible hire.
He gets on there and he's like, "You mean to tell me we are about to hire the guy that Derek Dooley absolutely twerked on national television?"
Yeah. We have some great hires. I mean, like I said, it's not my joke, but I'd love to know who started it. The concept that Tennessee sports is a government experiment to see how much one fan base can take.
Yeah,
you're not wrong.
Yeah, we're like a vault from Fallout. But guys, that's about all I got. Y'all going to be here tomorrow, or are you taking an early weekend?
Oh no, we'll be here.
I got nothing better to do at all.
Oh, one more thing before I go. So, the new pretty girl, you're saying you can't fall in love with someone you've never met?
That is 100% accurate, yes.
Challenge accepted.
Oh, my.
Y'all have a good show. Thanks.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Thank you, Westchester. Stay with us. Overtime continues. God. More Fan Run Radio. Back with more right after this. Back here on Overtime, let's go right back to the phones. Talk to Tommy. What's up, Tommy?
How y'all boys and girl doing today?
Doing good.
Nice catch.
Doing well.
Yeah. I caught myself on that one.
Beautiful.
Better job than
all
me.
All right. Yeah, right. what was that? That Manti Te'o deal.
Yeah.
Man, how are you the star player for Notre Dame? I ain't never been to Notre Dame. I don't know how them Catholic women look up there, but you can't get you a good looking old girl up there. I mean, you're the star player of the football team. You can't get no good looking little cheerleader or some little old school girl, no little wild on the outside there.
Tommy,
what the hell?
It ain't that easy.
You get catfished by Justin Hanna. I mean.
Justin Hanna is insulted right now.
Oh, my gosh.
He'll get over it now with it.
Oh, my Lord.
Tommy, you might owe him a 12-pack for that one.
I'll buy him a 12-pack. Hell, I'll buy him a 12-pack any day. He knows it. He busts my balls enough. Hell, pay back to you. But, boys, y'all was talking about that. I didn't know he went on Dr. Phil and all that. I've got a woman that works for me down at Caterpillar there. She actually took her daughter on that show, and it's actually legit. It's not like Jerry Springer or Maury where it's all, you know, staged up. She said it's actually legit. She had a 14-year-old daughter. This has been 8-9 years ago. You know, that was hellraiser, stealing money, staying out, doing all kinds of bad stuff. And she took her on that show, and he sent her off to some – little reform camp or whatever in California for 6 months.
Oh, my God.
She was gone. It was legit, and it changed that girl's life. I mean,
he's a real doctor. I mean, yeah. He has a degree in psychology and all that stuff. It's not like he's like Judge Judy, where they just pick some random person and just put him on them.
That's all I assumed he was.
Oh, I wanted to be on Judge Judy so bad.
Have y'all ever looked at her net worth? It is outrageous.
She'd be balling, dude.
Yeah.
She made money doing that.
Hundreds of millions.
Yeah.
Same with Dr. Phil.
Y'all said the guy on that one episode, it might have been that, Joe Brown or Judge Judy one.
Who, Judge Brown?
He got in. He was accused of stealing a Miami Dolphins jersey, and he wore it to court. he was sitting there shaking his head. Nope. The whole time. And he was wearing it.
Oh, my God. Boy,
that is a power move.
Can't wrap my head around.
That's a power move.
That's
right
almost That's as powerful. Much of a power move as Amber Heard on stand.
Have y'all ever heard the story of a man who wore a pair of fresh, like brand new Nikes? And that was the one thing that stood out in the surveillance video from where he killed this man. They call him to the police station for an interview, and he's wearing the same shoes with the person's blood on his shoes that he just killed. Trying to say he didn't do it.
Ray Lewis.
That's a brain.
Not Ray.
That's confidence. That's confidence.
That's a brain surgeon right there. He must be from West Tennessee. Boys, I'm going to get off here real quick, y'all know where Westchester lives over in West Tennessee? Because you know that's where I'm at.
He does not live in West Tennessee. He is a...
Oh, he don't?
No, he's over here in East Tennessee.
Oh.
I think he might be from there.
I was fixing to make a trip because he's hitting on a woman over.
Oh, my God.
I had to throw that in there, boys. But no, I ain't. There ain't no sports going on. I'm excited for football season.
We got a game tonight.
Like Martin.
Well.
What we got tonight?
You got that the Hall of Fame game. It's still a football game.
Yeah. Look, boys, I'm so desperate. The other day I come in out of the shop, take me a break, and I sat down in the man cave, and I was watching the Miami spring game replay.
I watched the Pittman kind of today at work.
I'm getting a little desperate over here.
Yeah.
The Hall of Fame game is just like media days for the SEC. You get excited for it because it's the first football game that you've seen in almost a year, and then you watch it for about 5 minutes. It's like, why am I watching this?
Exactly.
That's exactly what happened to me yesterday.
I'll probably turn it off.
Boys, I gotta go. I gotta go pull a transfer case out of OZ71, and I'm gonna keep listening. I'll holler at y'all boys tomorrow.
Appreciate it, Tommy.
Man. Speechless. Speechless.
Plo just got a roster over here.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, jeez.
That's great.
Did not expect to see either of those coming today.
No.
I've been waiting for him. I knew it was going to happen one day.
I was definitely waiting for him to throw in his Z71 comment, though. I knew that was coming in sooner rather than later.
Hey. Tommy knows what he's doing when it comes to that stuff.
Oh, I believe it. I believe it. No doubt.
So back to the Manti Te'o thing again. You were talking about how he actually went on Dr. Phil.
Mm-hmm.
How that's real.
Yeah.
What are some of the wilder Dr. Phil scenes that you've seen?
Man, that's tough. There's one where this, like, very, you know, privileged, you know, I think she's like 15, 16-year-old girl, never worked a day in her life, and she was furious about the fact that her mom gives her $3,000 a month. And she's like, that's not enough money. She's like, you know, like, and she's taking this away from me. She's expecting me to, like, you know, fold my clothes and all this stuff. And Dr. Phil's like, well, you know what? I think you need to get a job, and we're going to start giving you a job right now. And she's literally just bawling into tears, crying hysterical, the idea of the fact that she had to work a part-time job at a retail store. And even still to this day, I think she's like in her 20s, and she still lives with her mom, who apparently, you know, is a CEO of some company.
So but, that did not do a thing for her?
No. I mean, none of these are going to do anything. I mean, let's be real. Like, I'm, you know, no disrespect to, you know, our last caller there, but I don't really think that his coworker's daughter probably, you know, maybe she wound up being okay, but, like, I've never really heard many successful stories from Dr. Phil. It's kind of like Bar Rescue. Like, just because your bar's on there and it's failing doesn't mean that John Taffer, who's screaming for 3 days, is going to actually turn it around, make it a successful place.
So, I actually went to one of them when I was at MTSU.
Yeah.
They turned it into Brew U.
Mm-hmm.
I go there not long after the filming, and I leave for, like, 2 months, I guess, for summer break or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I come back, and it's dead.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, there was one right next to my dad's work. I think it was, like, the Comeback Sports Bar and Grill in Georgia, and literally not even 2 months after, like, he left, it closed down.
That is not surprising.
Dang.
My favorite Dr. Phil moment is there was this old lady on there. Wasn't old, but she was post-50, pre-70.
Okay.
So 60s.
Yeah.
I mean, you could have said that.
She fell for a... Between 50 and 70.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, we're all good now, right? Stack is back there. He cannot stop laughing.
I guess.
She fell for the black money scam.
Okay.
She thought that you put this paper into water with a solution, and it turned the paper into money.
No.
And the scam was something elaborate. It's like, if you give me $90,000, this will turn into $500,000. So she straight up gave this person $90,000. Just got scammed out of it. Well, then she got scammed again by literally, you know, the Nigerian prince scam. And she's sending them money all the time. And she's like, well, no, I think this person's real. And they're sitting there trying to tell her, like, Dr. Phil, the daughter, the sister. It's like, this person is not real. You are sending money to a scammer. Well, no, I don't believe that. I don't believe that. And she kept saying that about the whole ordeal. It's like, I don't believe that. I don't believe that this is fake money. I think this is real money because I saw this man turn it into money. And then they actually had a detective on site. And he was like, no, what they did is they put powder on a real $100 bill, put it in water, and it rinsed the powder off. So they compared a wet dollar to a wet piece of paper, and obviously a dollar is almost made out of cloth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she sounds very gullible. Is there any chance that she's related to Manti Te'o?
Be the perfect
couple.
Not
80, dude?
Or the parents of those 18 kids in the apartment.
But, you know, there's like some crazy ones out there. There was one woman that was convinced that she was dying and that she had cancer and tried to tell Dr. Phil while she was like a ripped and had a six pack that she lost 250 pounds in 6 days. Dr. Phil's like, that's not possible. Like, you did not lose that. She's like, oh, I did. That's what the doctors told me. Like, the doctor on the phone told me I lost 250 pounds in less than a week.
That's like, wild. I mean, the bad baby one was my most memorable one, obviously. But she actually made it big.
What you got, Davis?
Yeah. That's literally what I was about to say. Bad baby, catch me outside. She got clout off Dr. Phil, though. That's how her career started.
It is. I mean, honestly, like...
You wouldn't believe how many people are in my DMs right now telling me, hey, catch me outside, how about that?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Because I remember that distinctly, and it did the absolute opposite effect of what her mom and everyone wanted to do. And I think she made, like, well over $1 million on OnlyFans.
She's a rapper now.
She's still rapping, too.
She's out here. It's like, whatever. She chose to be ratchet, and now she's a millionaire. So at least she did something worth her time and worth her money. These other people are just idiots.
Why can't I do that?
Exactly. It's so ridiculous that I have to work, like, almost 60 hours a week while this woman acts like she's a fake personality and gets 7 figures a year off it. It gets me furious.
Maybe that's what we should do with our life. Davis, when you get back into town, we're going to go in front of the Crystal over here on Western Avenue, acting like a damn fool. And that's how we're all going to make money, all five of us. We're just going to stand at the corner right there next to Crystal, eat our crystals, and act a fool.
We can make some TikToks.
Yeah, just want to watch Jake do a TikTok dance. TikTok so bad now. Oh, my God.
I have not done a TikTok dance yet.
Just, oh my God, that'd be amazing to watch.
I've made cooking TikToks. I've made Tennessee TikToks. I have never made a dancing TikTok.
I think
unless you guys
want to
make one today.
I think I want to make that happen because that just sounds horrible.
I'm going to pass on that offer.
You won't get the money then whenever it makes it big.
That's all right. I'll create my own ridiculous thing. I mean,
I'm sure you have plenty of ideas.
Oh, yeah, big time.
Yep. We got to make this happen. Just go be foolish and ratchet, and we'll just make a bunch of money. Stay with us.
Oh,
Final segment of overtime coming up right here on Fan Run Radio. Speak now, forever hold your peace. 865-546-8200. Your number if you want to hop on with us. Back with more right after this. Final segment of overtime is presented by our friends at Maripex Apparel. Guys, go online. You see the ads for those shorts. You know which kind of shorts I'm talking about. Both of them. The ones with the stretchy waist and the ones with the drawers built in. But then you look at the price, and it's like, eh, I don't know if I'm ready to drop that. Well, that's why you go to Maripex.com. They've got 4-inch, 6-inch, 8-inch, 10-inch. And then, if you want the ones with the drawers built in like I like, you can go online and get those as well in 6, 8, or 10. All sorts of colors, different varieties. When you get to checkout, though, you have to use the promo code FANRUN in all caps, and you will receive 20% off your order. So you're basically getting three pairs for the price of one of the other guys. Take advantage of it right now. Maripex.com, promo code FANRUN for 20% off. Yeah. Let us know what you think.
It's a great deal.
Drew, you buying into that?
Oh, any day of the week. Fantastic deal.
What about today?
I don't know. Might go a little wild with a 4-inch. I don't know. We'll see.
Hey,
wilding out.
Hey, I'm ready to wild out with a 4 inches.
No. Ain't nothing shorter than 8-inch, I think, on me.
Skies out, thighs out, am I right?
Why do I feel like fan run out of context is gonna get a hold of this within the next 5 minutes?
Never mind. I take back my comment.
Anyway, we got one final hoax for you. This one involves another fictitious university. McGuire University. It's a fake college invented in 1963 by a group of Chicago high school basketball coaches for the sole purpose of securing tickets to the NCAA Final Four. The idea was hatched by then Fenwick High School coach Len Tyrell at McGuire's Pub in Forest Park, Illinois. The NCAA fell for it, and so did at least one real school. The United States Air Force Academy, which contacted Tyrell, McGuire's self-proclaimed chancellor, and asked to play his non-existent team. McGuire, nicknamed the Jollyman, received Final Four tickets for 2 years until Bill Joss wrote about the scam in the Chicago Tribune. The NCAA was not amused. The coach then had to acquire their own tickets, and at least one of them has attended every Final Four, or as they call it, Final Five, ever since. McGuire's motto, "We play hurt," is a reference to the hangovers accrued by McGuire students.
I love it. Go them. That's determination and almost getting the job. They should have gotten given free tickets just for fooling the NCAA. I'm sorry. It's just embarrassing. That shows a lot about the NCAA.
And the Air Force.
Yeah.
I mean that's pretty rough.
You know, out of all those scams that we've have uncovered today, that is definitely one. If I had to, pull off a scam, that is 1,000% the one that I would try to pull off. For sure.
Oh yeah. Which, and the thing with the Air Force Academy falling for it is, the athletic departments, obviously the training those cadets go through, that's all done, by the training system set up by the people that are in the Pentagon and by the U.S. government.
Mm-hmm. What?
The athletic departments are third party. So, none of that money is going towards the athletic department. There's a third party that comes in for all the service academies, and they're the ones controlling all of that. That's why when the Tennessee Army game got canceled, being a veteran myself, I wasn't mad about it. We're not pulling 11 Bravos and 13 Charlies out of Fort Bragg and Fort Campbell. We're not pulling those guys off base. We're not playing guys that are infantrymen right now. No. And it's not affecting anything in the military's budget. But people saw it for whatever reason as, this is Tennessee disrespecting the Army.
Sick.
Another thing people don't realize is that Philip Fulmer and Jeremy Pruitt were the ones that got the ball rolling. But all the blame went to Danny White. Maybe that was a scam this whole time.
Yeah,
probably.
Maybe.
But no. McGuire University, that is the classic case of someone knocking on your door And instead of giving a nice intro, a nice icebreaker for your sales pitch, this is not a scam. We are a real basketball team. We play real teams. You are the NCAA. You should know we don't exist, but you actually have no clue, much like you do in present day 2022, as to what's going on in the real world.
Facts.
Got Dr. Seuss over here spitting bars.
So this is, I mean, does this not prove that even in 1963, the NCAA had no idea what it was doing?
I mean, it's understandable from like 60 years ago, but like it's just, it's comical now though to think that they're still falling through the same thing. Not exactly literally like McGuire University, but like in other circumstances, they certainly are. But it's the NCAA at its finest though.
I wonder if McGuire University still makes shirts.
I hope so. I want one. I want a jersey.
I mean, we could, yeah. McGuire University versus the University of Phoenix, you know, their season opener, so.
What was the team name of that mythical team? We should make jerseys for that team.
They didn't have a nickname.
What?
No.
Then how did anybody fall for this? People in 40s were that dumb? What?
I mean.
They didn't have a team name?
They didn't have TV.
They didn't put it in the newspaper? This is the team name? What's the team name? There was no team name?
It was like something teachers university.
No way.
Plainfield Teachers College.
I'm making that jersey, dude.
Fake name. Fake
first,
name.
I'm going to go home and immediately make a custom team.
Yeah, they did not have a nickname.
Plainfield's Teachers College, where teachers teach and play. That was my heel.
I think that's about all the sports hoaxes we need to talk about today.
We'll be honest, I'm a little mentally burnt out from that segment. It was a roller coaster. So
I'm really disappointed in humanity.
Drew, I'm disappointed in you. Because you didn't think of this either.
No. No, I didn't.
L. W. Ride.
Oh, from NASCAR. Yeah, I totally forgot about that. That's probably the greatest one of, I mean, honestly, that's probably the greatest one of all time. The fact that a man just, fake name, no one even knew who he was, $10,000 from Sterling Marlin, and still managed to run a race at Talladega against Dale Earnhardt and Tim Richmond and Bill Elliott. Yeah, he ran two laps, and no one knows who he is.
He disappeared. Fun fact, they found him.
Oh, that's right, they did a couple months ago.
Like 2 months ago, they finally found this man, and he finally admitted to it, and the only way they were able to confirm it is because he had the fire suit that he wore that day, and the only thing missing was like one of the Goodyear patches, but you could see where the outline of the Goodyear patch was.
That's dope. What
That's
a man.
Awesome.
I want to shake his hand.
So he's trying to say now that like all of that was a hoax. He said he actually went to Martinsville the next week to try to qualify, and that's how it's actually listed. So we don't know what to believe. We don't know whether to believe L.W. Wright. We don't know whether to believe everybody else, because when you go to the record books, it does say he tried to qualify at Martinsville the very next week.
Right. That's
sick.
I think he even tried to get Merle Haggard to sponsor his car for Talladega.
Oh, he did.
Which that's so sick.
Yeah.
So
see,
sick.
Dude, if I went back in time, the first thing I'd do is just scams. I'd scam the whole nation, dog. You know how easy it is to scam people back then, dude?
It's easy now. I mean, I would say it's even easier.
Yeah.
Really? I guess. Because you can just create some crap.
You could go on Facebook right now, and you could add 50 people.
I don't think
and then
you
send
could
them
get
all
into
the same
NASCAR
DM, and you can say, if you send me a $50 gift card to Amazon, you will receive a lifetime supply of honey. Somebody is going to send you a $50 Amazon gift card.
Well, yeah.
Dude, this reminds me of like one of those texts that I got. It was actually like really horrific, but
this is not a scam.
It was like they were pretending to be a Mexican drug cartel, and they actually sent a picture of a decapitated head to my phone.
Good Lord.
Oh, that's scary.
I'm not even kidding. And I legitimately filed a police report because I was like, is this serious or not? And then I went home and Googled it, and that was a scam. But that was a pretty good one. I mean, it was typed out like legitimate. I was like, dang. Oh
my gosh. There's one where people have been calling, like they'll find out a person's grandchild's name.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They knew my name.
What?
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Oh. And that's what's weird about it is because they actually tried to do it with somebody I know. Her brother was the target in this or whatever. Mm-hmm. Or not the target, but they were going to use him as bait. Mm-hmm. They called her grandmother and saying, hey, we have this person, or not we have this person. He's like, hey, I'm this person. Like, hey, grandma, this is Zach, and I'm in jail. Or no, he said, I am Zachary, but he doesn't go by Zachary. He goes by Zach, and she's like, I think this is a scam because he has never said that to me in his life.
Ew.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just don't answer my phone.
Oh, one more before we head out of here that I do know of. Thank you. So, apparently, some guy that I went to high school with decided he was going to fall for one of these Facebook scams where it's like the girl messaged you, hey, I think you're pretty, I think you're this, I think you're that. Well, of course, they start texting, and then he gets a text saying, well, how did it go? It was something along the lines of, I know who you are. This is not who this is. I'm her dad. Pay me $250,000 or I will go to the police. Obviously, that's a scam.
Yeah.
I'd let him go to the police.
Just going extra with a quarter mil. Like, maybe,
well, the person's grandmother was about to take out a loan to pay it. Like, basically take out a mortgage on her house to go pay it. And then the mom stopped and was like, that's a scam. You're going to rehab. I'm controlling your finances from now on.
Yeah.
Oh, it got ugly.
Yikes.
All right. That's going to do it for us. Thank you, Lo.
Had a great time.
Thank you, Drew.
Always a pleasure.
Thank you, Davis.
Thank you.
Thank you, Stack.
You're welcome.
Something else coming up next right here on WKGN. Join us tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock for 3 and Out right here on Fan Run Radio.